And now to a tale of two governors and two different approaches to deploying the National Guard. President Trump keeps saying Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker should call and ask for troops in Chicago. Pritzker has not called, and so far, Trump has not tried to send in troops. We spoke with Pritzker in an NPR video interview, which you can find on YouTube, and we asked him if the president may have realized he cannot send in the Guard without the governor.
Donald Trump doesn't seem to follow the law all that much or listen to people who would tell him what's legal and what's not. I hope so, though, because it's not legal for him to send military troops into the city of Chicago.
So that's one governor, a Democrat from Illinois. The other is the Republican governor of Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee. He has welcomed a presidential memo laying out a plan to send the state National Guard to the city of Memphis. But local leaders have their doubts. Christopher Blank reports from member station WKNO.
President Trump's focus on Memphis was welcomed by Tennessee's Republican governor, Bill Lee.
I'm tired of crime holding the great city of Memphis back.
More help may be on the way. The Memphis Safe Task Force, as the Trump memorandum calls it, combines representatives from at least 13 federal agencies, from the Pentagon to Health and Human Services. City leaders like the support, except for one aspect.
I want to be clear, I did not ask for the National Guard, and I don't think it's the way to drive down crime.
That's Memphis Mayor Paul Young. He and Governor Lee mostly agree on what's working. Memphis police are already involved in several joint state and federal task forces, including the FBI, U.S. Marshals, ICE, and others. They focus on guns, gangs, and human trafficking, with names like Operation Viper, Operation Summer Heat, and Operation Rolling Thunder. Overall crime in the city has dropped over the last 8 months and is now at a 25-year low. State Senator Ramesh Akberry, a Democrat representing Memphis, says the Guard is unnecessary.
We are not the District of Columbia, and so it's not this concept of taking over law enforcement.
Memphis is also more than four times the size of Washington, D.C., where troops arrived in August. She says she saw video of some of them sprucing up the city and says Mayor Young wants this to be a positive collaboration. Maybe put the National Guard to work.
Building infrastructure, looking at blight control, beautification of certain areas, you know, things like that.
The last time the National Guard came to Memphis for law enforcement was during riots in 1978, sparked by a fire and police strike. Buddy Chapman, the police director at the time, says that level of force isn't justified today.
We don't have roving bands of people in the street wanting to tear things up and hurt people.
Another deployment of the National Guard during the 1968 sanitation workers' strike was in place when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Images of soldiers pointing bayonets at the workers still haunt this majority black city. There's no timeline yet on when the National Guard troops will come to Memphis, again, as part of this new crime-fighting task force. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Blank in Memphis.